listening to the Daily Traditionalist on Radio Area at radioarea.com.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Traditionalist, a special Boxing Day edition of the Daily Traditionalist. You're listening to me, Sven Longshanks. I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas Day yesterday. I hope you all saw your family and had lots of glorious food, and I hope you stuffed yourselves until you couldn't eat anymore and then sat there and watched old Christmas movies and reminisced with friends and family. And what we've got for you today is not a particularly Christmassy episode, but part of it is going to be something that I don't normally do. I'm going to talk a little bit about the podcast that we produce here at Radio Aryan. I also wanted to talk a little bit about these Twitter purges, where Twitter have been removing anyone that is slightly to the right of centre. I mean, first off, they got rid of Jared Taylor, who is the most inoffensive person that we have on the dissident right. He gets interviewed on the mainstream TV channels. He never uses racial slurs. He never advocates for violence. And yet Twitter removed him. And looking at their rules for this, they say that you don't actually have to be a part of a group that calls for violence, just if you are calling for the same aims as a group that may call for violence, then they're going to remove you. So they could come up with some extreme group, like, say, Combat 18. So Combat 18 wish to kill Negroes, but at the same time, Combat 18 also wish to repatriate people back to their own lands and have an ethnostate. Combat 18 are violent. Therefore, anyone else who calls for an ethnostate supports a violent group. And that seems to be the logic that Twitter are using, especially to remove Amrem. Because if you look through their rules, that's what it says. You don't actually have to be associated at all with a group that calls for violence, just if you wish to achieve the same aims as that group does. Even if you wish to achieve them by peaceful aims, like Jared Taylor does, then they're still going to ban you for it, which is pretty disgusting, really. And I think it's going to have a very negative effect on Twitter, because it's just going to be an echo chamber. There's going to be no excitement there. Everybody is going to be saying, oh, isn't it wonderful? We got rid of all those nationalists. Well, what are we going to do now? We've got nobody to challenge our views. We've got nobody to debate with. We've got nobody to insult, nobody to call stupid, nobody to call silly names and mock and ridicule. And they're just going to end up feeding on themselves. And there's going to be no excitement coming from there at all. If you think about it, a lot of the news stories come from what somebody has said on Twitter, what Richard Spencer has said on Twitter, what Jared Taylor has said on Twitter, what Andrew Anglin is saying on the Daily Stormer. All these things on the right, we provide them with these news stories, and they all come from things that we have said. So if they remove our ability to say things, they're basically removing their news stories. I bet they end up coming over to Gab. And since they are going to be removing people, I really would like to see them remove people like Ann Cooter. I think they've already removed Britain First. It'd be good if they remove Nigel Farage and a lot of these well-known people that are slightly to the right, so that they end up being on Gab. And I bet we end up seeing more lefties on Gab as well, because they're going to be bored without anyone to argue with. They're going to be really bored. They're going to want someone to challenge their views, someone that they can debate with. And they're just not going to find that anymore on Twitter. The level of intelligence of the people that are going to be left on there is tragic. I had some leftist send me a tweet the other day, boasting of how they had got rid of people on Twitter. And he said, oh, you're going to be next. And then he called me a snowflake. And the guy doesn't even know what the word snowflake means. And I've seen this on the BBC recently. They had a Negro expert on there. It was a Negro technology expert. And the white host of the news program asked the, and the technology expert was going through the headlines, the newspaper headlines, and one of them was to do with universities and special snowflakes and safe spaces, and how one university was going to have an unsafe space because otherwise it was just, he said, otherwise it's going to just turn all these students into special snowflakes that cannot handle having their views challenged at all. And the hosts asked this Negro what the term special snowflake meant. And he said, oh, it means these students, they lie in bed all day. They don't go to their studies. That's why they call them snowflakes, which didn't make any sense whatsoever to me. But that just shows you the level of intelligence of these people. They're not even going to understand. They don't even understand the very terms that we use. And if they get rid of us from Twitter, they're going to make even more fools of themselves. Like this clown that sent this message to me on Twitter. And incidentally, we have yet to be removed from Twitter. I doubt whether if Twitter did look at us, I don't actually put out any tweets debating with lefties. I just use it to notify people when we've got a new podcast out or what the radio station is doing. I don't actually use it for any verbal jousting. I doubt whether I've ever been flagged for anything because of that. So if Twitter does have a look over the Radio Aryan Twitter account, I don't think they're going to find anybody that's actually complained about it. And even if they have, I just don't understand it. Why don't people just not look? If they are offended at seeing something or offended at seeing what somebody writes, then don't follow that person. Don't read their tweets. There are plenty of people that I don't like online and I just don't read their stuff. I don't call for them to be banned and removed from the internet because I don't like what they write. And all they're going to end up with is such a bland, beige, boring platform that it's just going to end up going the way of MySpace or any of these other old early noughties internet sites that aren't here any longer. See, I can't even remember the names of them. And a lot of the reason for this Twitter purge has been blackmailing by the British government. The British government have gone there and said, you can't have these extremist groups on there. You must take them down. And Twitter are giving into it. While this was going on, while people like Jared Taylor were being removed, there were headlines over here in Britain that Twitter was a safe haven for anti-Semites and they weren't removing enough. Twitter wasn't being harsh enough. They weren't removing people on the right hard enough, and it was still full of anti-Semites. I guess what they mean by that is people that are critical of Israel, people that are critical of Zionism, which are very often on the left. So of course that's not going to fit Twitter's category of people that need to be removed if it's left-wing commenters. They don't remove any left-wing commenters. Well, I guess we should talk a little bit about Radio Aryan and what's gone on in 2017 and what I'm hoping for the station in 2018. 2017, at the start of the year, we were still being republished at the Daily Stormer. And Andre decided that he no longer wanted our content on there because he took a dislike to my Aryan Esoterica series. Not to worry, though. We soon picked up steam again and gathered the same amount of listeners that we had when we were on Daily Stormer. We started drawing people to the Radio Aryan site. Thankfully, Radio Aryan has managed to stay online after Charlottesville. We've also increased our hosts. We said hello to Lanza and Goyhammer. We've also said hello to Billy Roper and Ted Midwood. And unfortunately, we've had to say goodbye to Stephen Lanza, but his Race and Nation podcast is still going. It's just independently produced now. And people can still find that at Alt-Right Andy's channel. We also grew closer to Alt-Right Andy with him reproducing all our Radio Aryan content over there at YouTube. and he goes under the name of Gustav Johansson. At the moment, we have a system where hopefully we can continue to keep our stuff up there on YouTube, and if his account gets removed, then we'll just put another account up and we'll keep going with the same. Ted Midwood has been doing the International Jew series, which I particularly like. I like to do narrations myself, and it's always good to hear somebody else that's good at doing narrations, that's a pleasure to listen to. And I do like the fact that he adds commentary to it as well. Billy Roper's series, The Roper Report, highly recommend people listen to that. I always get a chuckle out of The Roper Report, and Billy's a really nice guy. He's got a lot of integrity. And I think the podcast itself is now sounding a lot better since it's come to Radio Arium than it was originally. Obviously, when we put out Radio Arium content, there's more than just one of us that's working on it. There's two or three of us that end up working on the content. So obviously that's going to bring an improvement. Matthew Heimbach had a fair bit of time off this year. I believe it was something like March till November. We had the birth of his new son. And we tried to keep the Daily Traditionalist going for him. I had a bout of illness there back then in the summer, which was quite worrying for myself, but things are okay now. Just let listeners know things are much better than they were back then. And now the Daily Traditionalist is back, and it's daily. And on the times that Matt Heimbach can't make it, I'm there. Dennis Wise has been here right from the start, but way back when we had Radio Stormer, and we did the Behind the Right series, and then we started doing Truth Without Radio. He was there with us with Radio Stormer. He was there with us with Radio Arian when it was over at the Daily Stormer. And he's stuck with us now that it's radioarian.com. And we'll keep Truth Without going in the new year. Harold Covington, he doesn't actually have that much contact with us. I don't actually have to do any work on his podcast, but we do like to reproduce them here just to give him that extra bit of publicity, just because it is such a good podcast. It's still possibly the best podcast that there is. The production values and the thought that goes into it, and it's all scripted. What he does on there is all scripted. There's a lot of work that goes into trying to produce a script for a podcast. It took me months to prepare the scripts for the Arian Esoterica series, and William Fink, he does his podcast over at Christoginia. They're all scripted. He writes two scripts a week. I don't know how anyone can type that fast. I certainly can't. Subal has now left us. He's doing his own thing. But we're going to keep Britannia going in some form or another. It's going to be Ra Britannia now. It's going to be RA, Radio Arian Britannia. Ra Britannia. And that will be me with guest hosts. I have somebody in mind, but got to wait for him to get back to me. But we will still have a regular British-themed show. I'm hoping to get a music show together for the new year. Not with me hosting, but with somebody who you are probably already familiar with. But I'm not going to say too much about that at the moment. But that's something I've wanted to get together for a long time, is a one-hour music show each week, just showcasing nationalist music. We've got decades of nationalist music out there, and we've got all these budding new musicians, and the internet and computers have made it possible. They made it so much easier for people to produce their own music. A lot of nationalist electronica that's out there that's just produced by one person with his computer making amazing sounds. And I'd really like to have one program a week that showcases this stuff. And also the more traditional music, the guitars and folk music and metal and thrash and punk, all of it. You know, we've got such a variety of music that we produce as nationalists. And I don't know of anyone else that's putting out a weekly show. So hopefully that's going to come in the new year. I would like to have three shows a day if possible. We've got three shows a day at the moment on Monday, Wednesday. Yeah, just Monday and Wednesday. And hopefully with the music one, we'll have it Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. But it would be good to get something else on a Thursday and a Friday. If anyone has any ideas, then they should get in touch. Our chat room got showered a few times this year. The first chat room, Radio Arian chat.space, that got attacked. And within 10 minutes of that being attacked, it was hacked and taken over.
I just self-destructed the whole site, and I had a backup chat room ready, IO chat, I think it was called, and we had that embedded on the Radio Aryan site within 10 minutes of just destroying, voluntarily destroying the old site and put the new one up. And then that went down just for an hour or so. I don't know what it was. I don't think it was hacked. I think they were doing some management work to the site. And then we put up the radioaryan.chattango.com, which we're using at the moment. And if anyone's wondering why we have no longer got a padlock on the radioaryan.com site, and Google says, oh, this is insecure, that's not because of radioaryan.com. That's because of Chattango. Chattango is an insecure site. And of course, don't put anything illegal on there. We don't want anything illegal on there. We don't encourage any illegal acts. We just encourage love for your race here at Radio Aryan. I don't know what else we've got in plan. I don't know what else we've got in store for the new year. So say the main thing that I want is to get this music show going. It'd be nice to get some more interviews. It'd be nice to get somebody else that can do the interviews. I think Aryan Insights is a good series, but I just can't stretch myself that far. I'm already stretched fairly thinly as it is, co-hosting on the Daily Traditionalist and doing RA Britannia and Truthful Out Radio to try and fit in Aryan Insights as well. Take up a little bit too much of my day. I end up working 6.5 days a week as it is, putting all this content out for you. We do accept donations. We do have a Bitcoin wallet. I know Bitcoin prices have gone through the roof at the moment, but just think about it. If you purchase a bit of Bitcoin and send it to us in 6 months' time, it's going to be worth a lot more to us. I just wish that instead of taking the Bitcoin out that we had in order to buy all our hosts' microphones and get myself a new laptop so we could keep producing the content that we do, I just wish that I'd dug that out of my own bank account and left the money in the Bitcoin wallet, because we'd have a fortune by now with the prices that have gone up. I mean, the most it went up to was $20,000. I remember when Bitcoin was $400 a Bitcoin, when I was donating it to Mike Delaney's TrueTube site, which must be about 3-4 years ago, maybe a bit longer, maybe 5 years ago, and it was just $400 for a Bitcoin. I wish I'd bought one back then, I tell you. But if you do feel like donating, then please do donate to the Bitcoin wallet. If you really have to use PayPal, then Grandpa Lampshade does have a PayPal facility. You can find that on his articles, but just make sure, if you want it to go to Radio Aryan, just make sure that you send him a message saying that donation is for Radio Aryan. And how could I forget Grandpa Lampshade when I'm talking about the podcast that we have here? I think his show has just gone from strength to strength. It really has, with his Church of the Lampshade section and his readers' questions and comments. I think it's a fantastic show that he's got there. I think all the content that we produce here at Radio Aryan, I'm very proud of. It's very varied. This is the thing. I like to have varied content. I like to have our podcasts. Each one has its own feel, and it's different from the rest. And I want them all to be good audio quality. That makes such a difference when you have good audio quality on your podcast, because I'm a real podcast fan myself. You know, I listen to them all the time. I very rarely watch television. When I first got into conspiracy side of things, I started listening to podcasts, and then Nationalism with Mike Delaney's ProThink Radio, and listening to Carolyn Yeager, and also Renegade Radio. And it was really listening to Renegade that made me think there's a space for something that isn't anti-Christian. A lot of the nationalist radio just, it's anti-Christian. How about we try and produce something that it doesn't have to be Christian, but just pro-Christian, just pro-white. I think being anti-Christian is being anti-white. So that was a large thought behind producing the podcasts that we do. Also, you know, if you see something that needs doing, you really have to do it yourself. If nobody else is going to do it, then you should do it yourself. And that's what Radio Aryan is about. And that's what all our podcast hosts, that's what drove them in the first place to start producing the podcast. And I remember Grandpa Lampshade saying to me, I wouldn't mind having a go at that. I'm going to record something. And he was sort of joking. And I said, go on then. Go on then, record it, send it to me, and we'll put it on. And I had a feeling it would be a success. I had a feeling he'd be really good at it. And he was. It's like Messerschmitt. I had a feeling that Schmidt would be really good. When he came on Truth Without Radio, and he was saying to Dennis, can you do a series on these Axis war heroes? And we said, well, we don't have the time to do that, Schmidt. But now that you've come up with that idea, why don't you have a go at it? And we'll put you on here. And he did, and it was excellent. And his videos were brilliant as well. It's a real shame he's not around at the moment. He still talks to Akuma. I just believe he's too busy to do anything for us. We've got another one of his Axis War Heroes videos ready. The audio is ready for it. And then he moved house and ended up having all sorts of issues. So we wish him all the best for 2018, and hopefully he'll come back to Radio Aryan at some point. Also in the new year, we might have something new from Okama 10 in the chat room. He's been recording some narrations by a Bulgarian author speaking against feminism. I believe this author went through a bit of a hard time during communism, and they tried to get the author to write pro-communist content, but they refused to. And I've heard some of his test recordings for this, and it sounds really good. I think people are really going to enjoy that. And it's always good to have a different accent here at Radio Aryan. I do like listening to Nordic Frontier, and they're not actually a Radio Aryan podcast. We produce them as part of a Radio Aryan bootlegs. So we just put them on our stream and make the link available for you to download. But it's always good to hear a different accent. And, oh yeah, this is another thing. We've also got Boat Sinker, comes on air semi-regularly now. We're going to get him on the Daily Traditionalist on Fridays so we can get to hear what's going on there in Denmark. It's always good to hear what other white people are up to in their nations. Sort of international nationalism. That's what I really enjoy. International nationalism. Talking to my white brothers and hearing and learning from them about the way that they do things. And that sense of togetherness that you have, that sense of racial solidarity. When you talk to people and find that they're interested in the same things, they see the same problems occurring, and they want the same things for their people that we want. And they, of course, they have the same enemies causing all the destruction in their own countries. That's the other thing. We share the same enemy. We share the same blood, and we share the same enemy. I think that's all our shows that I've talked about now. I don't think I've forgotten it. Oh, yes, I have. How could I forget? How could I forget? Mysterium Fasces. Really pleased to have Mysterium Fasces here now at Radio Aryan. We've had Florin Geyer for a while as been a guest host on the Daily Traditionalist with either myself or with Matt Heinbach. And since he got dropped from the Daily Stormer as well, he's now over here at Radio Aryan with Mysterium Fasces, which I'm really pleased about. If you haven't heard it, I can't believe anyone hasn't already heard that show. Do go and listen to it. It's probably our most highbrow show that we've got on here. It deals with some very intellectual subjects, a lot of philosophical ideas on there, a lot of religious ideas. And I guess it's mainly about applying Christian principles to practical life and applying Christian principles to nationalism. Florin Geyer himself, I think, is a great host. He does a really good job of it. He's a lot of integrity. I've met him myself, went out to Prague to meet him this year, and also to catch up with Matt Heinbach once again. Very much enjoyed that. It's always good to meet our hosts. One day I hope to meet Grandpa Lampshade. But do check out Mysterium Fasces, and we've also got Esothetic, who's designing the artwork for it. And Florian's got a new mic, and I'm going to be doing the production on it. So hopefully we're going to be able to eliminate some of the background noise that really interfered, I think, with the listening on some of the earlier episodes. So hopefully we're going to get some improvements with that. Don't forget also the Orthodox Nationalist, Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson's podcast. And I know people are always asking for more of Dr. Johnson. We have been listening to you. What we're going to do is on the Thursdays, he's going to be the regular co-host on the Daily Traditionalist, and he's going to take more of a role in that. He's going to pick the subject that's going to be dealt with on the Thursday, and it's basically going to be his show, and the co-host is going to be there to sort of ask questions, just to get Matt to expand on his subjects a little bit more, sort of ask the questions that we think you, the listener, would like to ask Dr. Johnson if it was you there that was in conversation with him. So you can look forward to hearing Matt every Thursday. And of course, the Orthodox Nationalist is on every Wednesday. Mysterium Fasces will be on a Monday. If Florin is unable to get Mysterium Fasces, get one recorded in time for the Monday, then we'll have a Daily Traditionalist for you. I know it's not quite as long, but at least it's some new content for you. I'm very pleased with the Daily Traditionalist. You know, it's hard work producing a live show, especially a daily live show. I really do take my hat off to Don Black and the Stormfront team that produce a two-hour-long live show every day. Our one is only half an hour long, but there's something about doing stuff live. It really makes you focus on what you're doing. I get quite nervous when I did the live music show the other week. My t-shirt, I sweated through my t-shirt. I'm never like that when I'm pre-recording stuff. It's only when you're doing it live and you know that you've got a lot of listeners that are there listening to what you're actually saying, and you can interact with people in the chat room, and you become very aware that if you make a mistake, you've got all these people listening to you, and you just try not to think about it. And when we do the Daily Traditionalist, I know that the other hosts, all the adrenaline starts pumping just before we begin, and it helps. It helps to give the show quite a fast pace to it, and a sense of excitement to it. We always try and get a Daily Traditionalist to you every day. I know we had a few breaks back there in the summer when I was ill and Matt wasn't here, but I'm hoping we'll be able to get one to you for 5 days a week, every week of the year. And don't forget, we're just going to have our normal programming over Christmas, with Christmas Day being on a Monday. It's not too bad, because I normally get everything ready, so it's ready for the week. So Mondays are not too busy on a Monday anyway, so it's fine to take Monday off this year. But we'll keep the stream going. And for you guys out there that just listen to the podcasts and download the podcasts, do check the stream out, because we play music in between every one of the podcasts that airs. If you're listening to it on the stream, that means that you get the first chance to hear it. You can hear whatever we produced at the time that it comes out, instead of having to wait for it to download and an hour or so later. It also means you can hear us when we're doing stuff live. You can take part. You can comment to us in the chat room. Do remember to join the chat room. The conversation is it's not very often actually about Radio Aryan. It's usually about other things that are going on. You can keep up to date with the news and whatever's happening, and just have a sense of community with other nationalists from around the world. That's one of the best things about the chat room, is that we've got white people from all over the world that go in there, and you can find out what's going on in their countries. As I say, one of the chat room members, Oka Maten, he's going to be producing a new series of narrations for us in the new year on feminism. I think I've just about covered all our shows now. I think that's all of them. I say hopefully we'll have this new music show taking off in the new year, possibly even in the first week of the new year. And as far as I'm aware, there's nobody else that's doing that. Nobody else is doing a weekly music show. We're talking as well, not just playing back-to-back music, but telling you who the bands are and playing new music as well as old. So you've got that to look forward to. And, of course, the three-hour-long Mysterium Fasces on the Mondays. That's my particular favourite. And I'm particularly looking forward to hearing that on Christmas Day this year. We've got a Christmas Day episode of Mysterium Fasces for you all to look forward to. In fact, you've probably already heard that already, because I'm pre-recording this so I can take some time off myself at Christmas.
And just to finish off this look over our various podcasts that we produce here at Radio Aryan, we've got a brand new podcast starting in the first week of the new year on Tuesday, straight after Grandpa Lampshade. It's called the Forest Brothers Audio Insurgency, and it's going to be hosted by Lord Goyhammer. And it's going to be a show that I've wanted to get on Radio Aryan for a long time. I've wanted to have a music show. Listeners are probably aware that I had a go at doing one myself on last Friday, where I just played a few of my favourite tunes and talked a little bit in between them. And it's not something that I think I'm particularly good at. I'm no DJ. I do like music, but I don't think I'm that good at talking about the tracks. Whereas Lord Goyhammer has his own record label, and I think he's got the perfect voice for talking about music. So I've got a really good feeling about this new show that he's going to be doing. That's going to be beginning next Tuesday. And if you've got any particular music that you want promoting, if you're a musician and you're writing stuff, then send it in to Goyhammer and he'll play it on his show and promote it. And that way it will get heard by thousands of other people, the thousands of people that listen to Radio Aryan. So check that out next Tuesday. And I think I have now covered every show that we have here at Radio Aryan. Okay, that's about all we've got time for today. So thank you very much for listening. The Daily Traditionalist will be back tomorrow. Billy Roper will be here Wednesday. Dr. Johnson will be here Thursday. And I'm not quite sure yet who we will have on Friday. But we will be keeping Radio Aryan playing with all our usual podcasts for the Christmas week. We hope you enjoy them. So until tomorrow, I will say, God bless you all, and hail victory.
You've been listening to The Daily Traditionalist on Radio Aryan.